Environmental CFM Live Local and loving it with Neil Diamond and Kentucky Woman. Well, don't things, you know, as you get older, happen more rapidly than, you know, things happened when you were much younger. Before you know it, we're around to the next round of local body elections. I know. Local body elections happen on the second Saturday of October every 3 years, so there is a bit of time to go before next October. That is October the 2022. But already somebody is throwing their hat in the ring, as it were, to say that they would like to be the next mayor of the Coromandel Peninsula, and he joins me now. It's a very good morning to John Freer. Morning, John.
Good morning, Rex. I wasn't quite sure whether you were talking about ageing or the mayoralty then.
Well, sometimes, you know, they go hand in hand. Although, you know, somebody who is still in their prime, like yourself, stands a pretty good chance, I would imagine. Hey, look, what has prompted you to throw your hat in the ring, as it were?
Well, I've been approached by a number of people around the wider district, and, you know, I've got a real interest, Rex, in making sure that our peninsula moves forward. And, you know, I think it's time that we just took a bit of a different approach to where we're heading with local government. And also, you know, with the diverse nature of our region, we've got to find a new way forward.
For those people that don't know, John, just give us your background. What is your background and your connection to the Coromandel Peninsula?
So I'm currently the manager at Goldfields, and that's a role I've held for the last 9 months. I moved to Onimana nearly 4 years ago. That was after sort of a career in sport, PR, marketing, and journalism. And, of course, I lived here in Thames for a number of years through the 70s, and it was a pretty important part of my time, Rex, because it was really where I had my first job. And there was a lot of key people around in those days that assisted me to get on the right career path and go from there, so to speak.
You talk a lot in your press release, I see, that you're emphasising working together. Are you presupposing then that we haven't been working together currently?
Look, I think there's a much more opportunities for us to work together. There has always been that sort of Thames versus Whangamata versus Whittyanga, whatever, and I think that's got to change. You know, one of the new ways of moving forward is that we get everybody singing off the same song sheet, paddling the same walker, as they say, Rex. And, you know, and I think that I have the capability to actually bring people together. It's something that I've done right through my career and, you know, it's just recently here working at Goldfields. You know, Goldfields hasn't had a great record over recent times, but we're slowly turning that around, and it's that sort of philosophy that I think that we can take to the wider council business.
What are you seeing as the major things that are of concern for the district going forward?
Look, I think we've got some huge opportunities, but to get to those opportunities, there's some major challenges. You know, when you're just working across the top end and you're looking at things like the Local Government Review Act, Resource Management Act, climate change, the Three Waters Strategy, where we're going with rubbish, you know, they are major challenges for us at that top end, Rex. But also, we've got to make sure that we have cohesive, caring communities. And, you know, it's really quite cool when you sort of look what's happening at Coromandel at the moment with COVID. And there's a real shining light that comes out of that. And I suppose I've got to be a little bit careful because I know my wife's working for them. But when I look at the Te Korowai story and what those people have done, that's the sort of thing that sort of impacts on me and trying to sort of get that philosophy carried right through the peninsula.
So just to end off, John, what has made you come out so early in terms of throwing your hat in the ring? I mean, October the 8th is election day 2022, so we've got a long lead time. Why do you think it's important to put your hand up now?
Rex, I've been doing a lot of reading over recent months, but there's nothing like actually getting out and talking to people. I followed with interest the council and its long-term plan consultations, but what I want to do myself is actually get out to meet the groups, meet the people, talk to the Rob Bostons of this world who are trying to get all the ratepayers groups together, and so that if I'm successful when it comes to the election, you know, I've got a very good understanding of what makes Coromandel tick and what people want moving into the future.
Look, all the very best. Good luck to you. I know that for those people that actually do put their hat in the ring, it is a well worthwhile thing to do, having been on council myself, sometimes it is thankless, but John, look, I'm so proud that you have in fact decided that this area of public service is something that you want to do. Good on you.
Oh, thanks, Rich. I really appreciate those words.